For I'm there, the lowest of lows of your life. I'm there in the weakest of weakest, saith the Spirit of grace. For it is my good pleasure to give you strength in the midst of weakness, against your flesh and against your infirmities. Oh, that you dwell in that place where I can come and lavish on you the riches of everything that I am, saith the Spirit of grace. These things that are taught to you, these things that are admired by you through the Word of God, these are not things just to be admired and seen, but they are your portion. They are your meat. They are the things in which I bring, feed my children. Then they are able to break that bread and give to the nations, give to the people. Healing is a part of that. Restoration is a part of that, saith the Spirit of grace. Till I come, even in the grassroots of your own life and many of those who sit in this place, restoration is the order of the day. Turn to me. Lean upon me. Let me restore places of your life that have been so debilitated and brought low because of reason of the flesh and things that you've left that have not been tended to in days gone by. I'll come and redeem the time with you and work alongside of you uncondemningly, giving you grace along the time to redeem the time and bring back to place of sufficiency in your life where you live, rule, and reign over all the weaknesses of your life. And those of you that are spiritually mature and going forward, it is time for you to take your place. To take your place, remember what I've called you to do. Remember the sacrifice, but also remember that I promised that I would be with you and I would empower you. Break the bread to the nations. For my bread is the works that I did and said that you would do, and greater work, because I go to the Father. This I empowered you by my Spirit to bring forth power in the earth, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, and to take up serpents. And nothing I promised by any means would harm you. Give yourself over to a life leaning forward, and give no care to the flesh, distraction to the right, to the left, and every part that could circumvent your life. It's nothing more than that, a distraction. Lean upon me, and I'll fill those places with strength. But do not lay down your prayer life. Do not lay down your life in my presence in the Word. There is no other way. There is no other way for this thing to be birthed, saith the Spirit of grace.